The Turks and Caicos are currently feeling the full force of Hurricane Irma. Next in line, the Bahamas, Cuba, then Florida. It is a Category 5, that's the top rate possible, and its power is obvious when you look at the destruction that's been left in its wake. 14 people are now known to have died in the region. Overnight, a state of emergency was declared in the British Virgin Islands. Our reporter Sancha Berg spoke to two people who live there, Kayla Laidlaw, who lives in a block overlooking the capital road town, and Ed Childs, who's moved from his house in the hills with his 12-year-old daughter to a hotel in the town itself.
It was just pretty much indescribable what it was like. The whole building, this is a three-storey building with a basement, so really four storeys, and you've probably got about eight rooms in a row, so it's a big building. The whole building, it felt like we were in an earthquake. It was shaking so much. Shortly after it started shaking, we then heard upstairs the roof go, just popped off.
We just sat in our downstairs basement bathroom and hoped for it to pass, really. I think we shielded ourselves from it a bit. I think it's noisier in the upstairs apartment, but it was very noisy, and we only had one little view of a sliver of window to give us sort of an idea if it was slowing down or not. But we felt quite safe, which can't be said for everyone else.
When you look out, what do you see? You're in the capital, road town, but yeah. What does it look like?
Well, the hotel overlooks this marina called the Moorings. First dock, the one closest out to the sea, and looking out now, it's just incredible. You're just looking at boats piled upon boats.
There's at least six fallen telephone poles down the length of our road, and so my boyfriend went and tried to walk down. He couldn't even get down on foot, but I know that they're working on it. There's a couple of guys with machetes trying to hack things away. We're kind of stuck here at the moment.
Do you have enough fresh water and food?
I mean, it depends how long we're stuck, really. We're good for now, and probably I would say another 5 days, and we still have connection periodically. Can't be said for everyone. We are getting reports from friends that they are slowly but surely letting us know they're safe. So that was really hard right afterwards, just not knowing who was in trouble. A lot of people have lost their homes completely, so we feel really lucky here.
The electricity lines are all down, so how long is it going to take to get that up? And secondly is the mobility, how are people going to get around? We drove into the centre of Roadtown, but you really couldn't get any further. All I can describe is that the landscape looks like Passchendaele, where you've got those single trees sticking up with no branches, if any trees left.